from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton and Kate Lisa report for the Columbia Green Media that a student arrived to the Catskill Academy within Catskill High School October 10th with a BB gun. The 14-year-old has been suspended for bringing the CO2 BB gun in his backpack. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said, and I quote, "He didn't threaten anybody with it," end quote. The teacher asked the student what he was looking at in his bag and then confiscated the weapon, according to a statement on the school district's website. Superintendent of Schools Ronell Cook said in a statement, and I quote, "The Catskill Academy is not affiliated with the district. They lease property from us and facilitate their program in the back of our campus. At no time were Catskill Central School District students or staff in jeopardy," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that two of the four candidates for New York's 19th Congressional District take questions from AARP members over the phone this week. Republican incumbent John Faso from Kinderhook takes calls from 2 to 3 p.m. October 11th, and Democrat Antonio Delgado from Rhinebeck fields questions from 11:10 a.m. until 12:10 p.m. on October 12th. Only AARP members who received an invitation can ask questions, but anyone can listen by phoning 877-229-8493 and using PIN 18948. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield and independent Diane Neal are not involved in the telephone talks. Faso held a telephone town hall of his own October 11th and also spoke with Holly Tanner and Justin Weaver on the WGXC radio show, Something to Talk About. You can hear that show in its entirety on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Gary Craig and Steve Orr report for the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle that another member of New York's legislature, Assemblyperson Joseph Arago, is up on corruption charges. Arago was charged October 10th with accepting a bribe and wire fraud. The Livingston County legislator is the latest in a long string of arrests of members of both parties on corruption charges. Arago, 80, had just lost his seat in a Republican primary election last month. Read the full story in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. New York State's fall foliage report says, and I quote, "Peak and near-peak foliage is increasing throughout the Catskill region. Spotters reporting from Catskill in Greene County and nearby areas above 2,000 feet are expecting peak foliage this weekend, with nearly 100% of the trees changed and very brilliant shades of red, orange, yellow, and burgundy. In Ulster County, it will be a great weekend for leaf peeping at Bel Air Mountain in Highmount. Foliage will be at peak with lots of bright shades of red, orange, and yellow. Kingston foliage spotters predict 40% color transition and leaves at midpoint of change this weekend. Rensselaer County spotters predict 40 to 50% color change this weekend, with the most colors showing in the county's eastern and northern portions. Look for shades of bright orange, yellow, and purple with a perfect mix of green." And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.